You're listening to Springbok Radio Digital.
Taxi! Taxi! Taxi!
The time, right now. The characters, you name them, we got them. The scene, New York City. We present Taxi, a week-by-week account of the trials and tribulations of a New York taxi driver.
And I want to tell you straight and broad that I am mad, I am good and mad, I am infuriating. And why? Dangerous why. And one dame in peculiar, my broad Michael. Now then, when I don't see eyes and nose with somebody, I try to see the other guy's point of view. But when that guy is a dame, you is just wasting your time. They ain't got no point of view. They just decide to be ornery. Yeah, for a while there, I thought that the only way I was going to solve the whole business was by marrying her. You can guess how confused I was getting. You see, Michael's got a sister. And this sister has recently had an infant. It seems like I was the godfather or something. Anyhow, it all starts when this sister Gladys, her husband, don't come home from work one day as usual. Me and Red has an evening off, and we are sitting in the apartment talking about this and that. Mainly that when Red is talking. You want another beer?
Yeah, I've been thinking.
Yeah, I thought I smelled something burning.
I'm going to invite my brother to stay with us. He could sleep on the sofa.
Your brother?
Yeah. Did you know I had a brother?
There can't be another one like you.
I'm the good-looking one.
Gee. Here you are.
Thanks, Chuck. Well, what'd you think? Would you mind, Chuck?
No, of course I wouldn't mind. Hey, but where is he? I mean, why now all of a sudden invite him?
Well, you see the... Hi, Michael. How's things?
Listen, stop doing that. You didn't know it was me. You couldn't have known it was me. It must have been somebody else.
Not when you phoned.
Put me on the chat.
Okay. Do your chuck.
Yeah, thanks. Hello, honey bunch.
Oh,
hey, hey, hey. What's the matter, honey lamb? Okay, honey. You tell me who did it. Tell me his name and I'll slug him. Oh, Claude. Claude, who's Claude?
He's married to my sister, Gladys.
Oh, that Claude. So what's he done?
Didn't come home for once tonight, and Gladys is worried out of her mind.
So what are you crying about?
Well, if my sister and his sister gonna stand together.
Yeah, so what? Tell me. I mean, what am I supposed to do?
I told Gladys to go out and look for him.
Yeah, me? Say, why me?
What do you mean, why you? You is my guy and Gladys is my sister and Claude is her husband. Ain't that reason enough?
Yeah, but where would I look?
If when you were to look, would I be asking you when to look?
Yeah, but listen, honey, tonight is the night they has the boxing on the TV.
Well, are you going to help me help Gladys find Claude, ain't you?
Well, now, look, sweetie pie, he may be just stopped off for a few beers is all.
He's out drinks.
Ah, my luck. It ain't even going to be fun looking.
Oh, then you will, John.
Now, wait a minute.
And the Gladys is not. He knows the number. Phone me here when you hear something. Bye, children.
Yeah, but listen now. Hello? Hello? Yeah. One day, I am going to hang up on that dame before she hangs up on me.
Who was it?
What do you mean, who was it? You answered the phone.
Oh, yeah. What you want, John?
He wants me to go out at this time of night on a Tuesday night yet and look for Claude.
Claude?
Yeah, her sister Gladys' husband.
Hey, maybe he's in a bar somewhere. Maybe we should look in all the bars.
I don't drink.
Don't drink?
Nah.
Oh. Don't seem worth finding, does he? Where you gonna look?
Oh, so now it's where I'm gonna look. When you thought it was bars, we would be looking, and it was where are we gonna look, my buddy?
Well, if you ask me, nothing much can happen to a guy called Claude who don't drink. Not even in New York. What does he do for a living?
I don't know. He's a clerk or something down the city hall.
Oh, a government man. Oh, looks like a political case to me.
What are you talking about?
Political.
Politics got nothing to do with it.
Anything that involves city hall has got something to do with politics. Oh, I suppose we better go over to city hall, trace his footprints.
Footsteps. So, now you're going to help me, huh?
The true detective never turns down a case.
Oh, boy.
Hey, how about my brother? Can I invite him?
Yeah, why not? Write to him.
I don't have to write. He lives in Brooklyn.
Oh, so? He lives in Brooklyn. That's just a few miles away.
Yeah, I know.
So why ain't you never been in touch with him?
What for?
Yeah. Ah, skip it. Okay, phone him if you like, when you like. He can come and stay a couple of days if you want to.
Gee, thanks, Chuck.
Oh, come on. Let's get in the hack and go look for Claude. Right, now, here is the city hall. Now, he lives over the west side. He takes the subway, so he would have walked from here to the subway.
That's what he would have done if he'd gone home. But he didn't get home, did he?
Yeah.
So maybe he didn't.
Yeah. They usually has a janitor in places like city hall. Maybe he knows Claude. After all, the guy's been working here since he left school. I'll go ask him. Well, I hopped up the steps and I asked the old beagle in the big cap. Gee, those city hall uniforms. This guy looked like a dropout from Castro's army. Anyway, he knows Claude. And he remembers him leaving at the usual time. And he even remembers seeing him by the newspaper as usual from the vendor on the corner on the way to the subway. So it looks like he went along to the subway after all.
Look, why don't you go and ask at the subway? You know, drive along.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to walk the other way.
Yeah?
I don't think he went that way. If he went that way, he would have got on the subway. And if he got on the subway, he would have gone home. If he got home, where are you?
You don't know what he looks like.
Yeah, I met him once. Yeah, he's about 5'5", 130 pounds in height, with a face like a weasel. Poor little lost weasel.
Ah, that's him. That's him, Red. Okay, if you wanna. Where will I meet you?
Back at the apartment, okay?
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
I'll go along and check at the subway. You mean you know Claude?
Yeah, I know the regulars. I've been here 30 years, man and boy.
So did you happen to notice if he came down this evening and caught the train as usual?
Oh, yeah, I did notice. Me and Claude always slept through 8 morning and night.
Yeah, so did he.
Catch his train?
Yeah.
Oh, sure. Well, at least he came down here. He went through the barrier onto the platform as usual. I suppose he caught the train. Leastways, he didn't come back.
He goes down under the platform to have a gander. Who knows? Maybe the stupid Drake has fallen asleep. But no, he ain't nowhere to be seen. Well, looks like the next step is to check where he was supposed to get off. So I hop back into the cab and runs across down to Claude's home stop. I go down and I ask the guy at the barrier.
Yeah, I seen him. He got off the train as usual. Went on the subway as usual. He's on his way home for sure.
There you are. Something must have happened to the little guy between the subway station and his home. I drive along slowly, checking every little alleyway, every shop doorway. After all, I think to myself, you know, maybe somebody rolled him. Yeah, you know, jumped him from behind for what few bucks he might have had on him. Not a sign. On a hunch, I go to the local cop shop, the 54th Precinct.
Claude. Yeah, you mean the little guy married to Gladys?
Yeah, that's him, yeah.
I knows everybody in the precinct. Gladys got a sister, Myrtle. Nice doll. Been engaged for years to some bum taxi driver. Won't marry her. That's the one.
Okay, so you know Claude's better family history. Hey, has he been picked up tonight, maybe?
Claude, pick up. Claude is a law-abiding citizen.
Maybe the victim of a shock over the head, you know, not robbed or nothing.
No. Why, what's wrong?
Hey, wait a minute. When I checked with Michael, she said she checked all the hospitals and the police stations. You mean she nor Gladys checked with you?
No.
And you ain't seen Claude?
No.
Yeah. Hey, there's something stinks about this whole thing. I think I'll go to Gladys' place and find out what's cooking. Well, I hustled over to the apartment. I walk up on the second story. And I rings the bell.
Oh. Look, I thought you were...
Yeah, you thought I was looking all over town for that pint-sized brother-in-law of yours.
Did you find him?
Find him? How could I find him? Tell me one thing. Did you check with the cops?
Hospitals and police we checked.
The local precinct?
Yeah.
My. You know, I must report the local cops for being absent-minded. Your boyfriend down at the 54th precinct don't remember anything about it.
No. You better come in, Chuck.
Yeah, thanks. Okay, so what's this all about anyways, huh?
Oh, Chuck, don't be mad at me.
Well, I am mad, good and mad. Where is this Claude?
He's inside with Gladys.
Oh, well, that's okay. What?
He came here safe and white like he always does.
So what in peace name?
Oh, don't shout, Chuck. I tell you, don't be silly now.
What?
Well, I get here and Claude arrives from white just like he always does, right on time. Gladys. Well, she starts making cracks about how he's always standing me up and how nice it is to have a husband who... Well, anyway, I say she loves me just as much as this Claude loves Gladys.
So?
Said she'd do anything for me if it came to the push, but you was, well, different to Claude.
Yeah, leave us hope so.
I said you'd even wander all over town for me on a Thursday night, yes. I said you'd even miss the fights on TV, I said. Oh, Chuck.
So, that's it. You know, I've got a good mind to punch that cloth right on the snoop just for old time's sake.
Anyway, I want my fight to get to it. Come in the front room so Gladys can see.
See what? I'm here, ain't I?
Oh, please, Chuck.
Well, okay. I want to phone the apartment and see if Red's okay anyway.
Red?
Yeah, he went looking the other way. My Margo, that big ape has got himself into trouble. Well, guys and dolls, I phoned and I get no answer. So now what? The big lugger's had plenty of time to get back. Well, I smiled my usual sickly grin at Gladys and Claude, who makes a couple of cracks about the time me and Michael was hit. So help me, I could have slugged him right there, sitting up. Now, well, I didn't. I said goodbye to Michael and I get back over to the apartment. It is by now 10 o'clock. The fight is over for the night and I am just about ready for bye-bye. But I can't help worrying what has happened to my buddy Red. You know, I feel kind of responsible on account it was through me that he went out in the first place. Oh, now, where could the big egg be? Oh, it's for sure that guy should not be allowed out on his own. Ah, that's him. Good old Red. Hey, wait a minute. Why ring? Maybe he forgot the key.
Red, how are you? My old brother. Gee, you changed. The hair used to be red. Now it's green.
Hey.
You got shorter, too.
Hey.
Good to see you, Red, old pal.
Red, my name's Chuck.
Gee, have you changed your name, huh? Your voice is different, too. Hey, you ain't Red.
That is what I am trying to tell you. I am not Red. I'm his roommate, Chuck Edwards.
Oh, hi. Red told me about you.
Yeah? Well, who are you?
I'm Red's brother, Quinn. Ain't you gonna ask me in? Thanks. I said, what place you got here? Where's Red?
Yeah, that is a good question. I ain't seen him for a couple of hours. The big bum should be home already.
Well, that's funny. Told me and asked me to spend a couple of days with him.
Yeah, but listen, what I don't understand,
You live over the other side of town, right?
Right.
How long since you've seen Red?
10 years.
You are brothers. You live a couple of miles away from each other, and you ain't seen each other in 10 years.
But I don't believe it. Being too familiar.
Yeah. Anyway, you picked a good time to come visit him. Your brother Red is lost. I didn't really believe it. I mean, with that Polish peasant, anything could happen. I kept telling myself that any minute now, he's going to walk in and say,
I went to see a movie.
Nah, but he didn't. I keep talking to Curly, and the more we talk, the more I realize is why Red and he have not seen each other for 10 years. If you was one of those guys talking to the other, it'd be just like talking to yourself. And with Red, that would be terrible. Anyway, comes midnight, and I decide it's time he checks up on what happened to the big crook. I go down to the local precinct house, accompanied by Curly.
Yeah.
That's my buddy, Red Kowalski. He ain't come home.
You want to report a missing person?
Maybe he ain't missing. I mean, maybe he will,
Make up your mind. Either he's missing or he ain't. Do you know where he is?
No.
He's missing. Give me a full description.
Well, shouldn't we maybe first check at the hospitals, that sort of thing, huh?
What's your job?
Who, me? I'm a cab driver.
Stick to driving your cab, leave police wait till those guys are trained for it.
Trained? That's a laugh.
Shut up, will you? You telling me to shut up?
No, I'm telling him. Okay.
Okay, what?
Okay, so shut up. So you are trained. Now, look, Sergeant, I'll give you a description, and you see if anything turns up, huh? And I'll leave you the number of my apartment so you can contact me. Hey, but listen, guys and girls. In the meantime, a couple of hours earlier, over on the west side of town, there was a very interesting little scene being acted out.
Red.
Hi, Michael. I went to your sister's place, and she told me you was here. Gee, I like your new hat. Sort of space age.
Them is Kyler's wise guy. Come in.
Kyler's? What for?
What do you mean, what for? To comb my hair, that's what for.
Yeah? I thought your hair was naturally straight.
What are you talking about?
Where's Chuck?
Mr. Kowalski, you have known Chuck long enough to know that the last place he'd like to be this time of night is round at my apartment. I could have moved 6 months ago for all he knew.
What do you want to move for? This is a nice apartment.
I don't want to move. Oh, forget it. You better phone Chuck. The last I saw of him, he was worried about what might have happened to you.
Yeah, I'll do that. Say, I spoke to your sister Gladys. She tells me Claude was home all the time.
So, what if he was?
Nothing. Only me and Chuck has been all over town looking for him.
I don't know why I should explain to you. You wouldn't understand anyway.
Well, maybe I would. After all, we almost been to each other.
What? Oh, never mind. I was testing his love for me.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How'd you make out?
Well, to tell the truth, I don't know.
Well, I do. I can't think of anything else that would get Chuck away from the TV set on a Tuesday night when the fight is on except you. Yeah, I got a phone.
Over there.
Oh, there's no answer. Wonder why he don't want to talk to me.
Must be out.
Yeah. Wonder what he's doing.
If you ask me, he's probably looking all over town for you.
Gee, you think so? In that case, how about my brother?
Your brother? I didn't know you had a brother.
Why shouldn't I have a brother? You think I am a bachelor?
Well, you ain't married, are you?
No.
So, you're a bachelor.
Yeah, that's right. Michael, I don't know how you did it, but you just killed off my brother.
No such luck. Killed off his brother. I was stuck with my brother, Kylie, and we was looking for Red.
We kept every paw on the east side, and now we was working our way to the south side. Every now and so often, I phoned that bum sergeant of police and kicked if they'd heard anything. Yeah, that bum sergeant, he must be drunk. Couldn't understand a word what I was talking about.
What were you talking about?
Who?
When?
Let's have another drink.
Yeah, good idea. I don't go for these involved discussions. Well, looks like we're in here.
Yeah, after this, I am going home while I can still drive.
Maybe we're waiting in the apartment.
Nah, I just phoned there, too.
Gee, so confusing when you want to spend a couple of days with your brother. You think maybe you don't want to see me?
Listen, he invited you, didn't he?
Yeah, I suppose so. All I can say is thank goodness we ain't the kind of brothers that sees each other every weekend. Imagine the confusion. Monday to Wednesday, I'd be looking for him. Thursday to Saturday, he'd be looking for me.
Hey, hey, hey. How about Sunday?
You gotta rest sometime.
Yeah. So what kind of work you do, Curly?
Me work? I live by my wits.
You must practically starve to death.
That ain't easy. But at least I've never had the descent to taking a job yet.
Yeah?
Yeah. That was really the parting of the ways for me and Wit. I mean, after all, it didn't do my image no good having a brother in a steady job.
What image?
Huh?
I'm going to phone the apartment one more time. So, guys and dolls, I phone. And would you believe it? This time, the big lock answers.
Hello? What do you want? Hey, you know what the time is?
Red, what in heck's name are you doing?
That was a mistake. I answered the phone by mistake.
What are you talking about, Red?
This ain't Red. Red's not here. Goodbye, Chuck.
Goodbye. Hey, hey, hello. Hello, Red. Hello. Oh, boy, I am getting sick and tired of everybody hanging up on me. Come on, Curly, let's get back to the apartment.
So soon? There's a lot more pubs where he looked at you.
We don't have to look. He's at the apartment.
You see, that's what I got against guys that take a regular job. They're always letting silly little details interfere with their enjoyment.
Yeah, well, maybe. Look, me, I can't afford to carry on this search any longer. I already got to $18.
$17.45, but who's coming? You got any booze back in the apartment?
I don't know. Come on, let's go. And when I meet up with that brother of yours, you can both move out.
Move out? I've moved in yet.
Yeah, why wait till the last moment? Well, I get over to the apartment, and sure enough, Red is there in bed asleep. I wake him. Oh, boy, does I wake him. The apartment's burning down. Russia just dropped the atom bomb. They stole your cabin, your brother's here.
What, my brother? What?
What do you think you're doing here? I've been running all over town from one bar to another looking for you, and you was fast asleep.
Now, that's what I call mean. He was going from one bar to another. Why did you take me with you?
How could I take you with me when it was you I was looking for, you big ape?
Please, Chuck, don't shut. Want to give my brother a bad impression. Hi, Curly.
Hi, Red.
I thought you could sleep on the sofa in the lounge, okay?
Sure, sure.
Hold it a minute.
Then maybe I can get back to sleep. I was having a very interesting dream.
Hold it a minute.
That was this dame, see?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey,
she
listen.
Was standing at the end of a long corridor.
Hold it. Yeah.
She was wearing one of them see-through nightgowns.
I could see what
was on her mind.
Never mind. What about the...
Shut up, the pair of you!
There's something wrong, Chuck.
I am not moving a inch, and nobody is saying another word until you tell me what was the big idea letting me run all over town looking for you.
Well, I got the idea from Michael.
What idea?
I was testing you out.
Huh?
I wanted to know if you really cared for me.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Ray, what about the thing? You can't leave us standing at the end of a drafty passage wearing nothing but a puzzled expression.
Good night.
Good night, Chuck.
Yeah, good night. See you in the morning.
How about that, guys and dolls, huh? How about that? So now you know why I is mad. Mad, that is the word for it. And I want to tell you folks, it is things like getting involved with Michael's family and with Red's family. That makes me more determined than ever to stay absolutely single. Oh, yeah, Curly. Curly, well, he stayed a couple of days and then he blew.
Yeah, but, you know, Chuck, it was kind of nice having him around, wasn't it?
Oh, great. Yeah, sure thing. Yeah, you must invite him again in another 10 years' time.
Well, no, I don't know. I don't want this thing to get to be a habit, you know. After all, I never did believe in living in each other's pockets.
So you mind. And like I said before, guys and dolls, the more I see your families, the more I want to stay single. S-I-N-G-L-E with a capital S.
Taxi is written and produced by Joe Stewartson, directed by David Gooden. George Carellin plays Chuck Edwards, Red is Tony Jay, and Myrtle is played by Pat Saunders.